With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Wholesale inflation pressures remain solidly under control. U.S. producer prices unchanged last month. Labor Department says its producer price index unchanged in June from May and is up 2.3% from 1 year ago. The Senate narrowly advancing a request from the White House to claw back billions in funds for international aid and public broadcasting as Congress facing a Friday deadline. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The request, known as a rescissions package, cleared its first procedural hurdles late Tuesday with the help of Vice President J.D. Vance. The vice president cast two tie-breaking votes after three Republicans joined all Democrats in opposing it. Earlier Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader John Thune appeared uncertain if he had the votes to advance it, but moved ahead with a pair of procedural votes later in the day. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska voted against moving forward. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Well, despite President Trump's 50-day ultimatum for Moscow to end its war in Ukraine, new Russian drone strikes hitting at least four cities overnight, leaving 15 people wounded.
Vinnytsia is one of four Ukrainian cities pounded Tuesday into Wednesday morning. 400 Shahed and decoy drones launched, as well as one ballistic missile. The Ukrainian Air Force says at least 15 people have been injured in the strikes in all that mostly targeted energy infrastructure. The latest bombardment in Russia's escalating aerial campaign comes ahead of a September 2 deadline set by President Donald Trump for the Kremlin to reach a peace deal in the three-year war under the threat of possible severe Washington sanctions if it doesn't. I'm Charles Delesma.
The Israeli military has launched a very rare airstrike, that in the heart of Damascus, hitting a Syrian Defense Ministry building. This is SRN News. An Ohio judge makes it easier to get abortion pills.
The Hamilton County jurist has cleared the way for the drugs to be handed out by doctor's assistants, nurse midwives, and other non-physicians. The decision will make it easier for women in Ohio to end their pregnancies via drugs, which is now the primary way that women in all states end their pregnancies. The judge made reference to last November's vote by Ohio residents approving an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rearing its ugly head in Greece. A kosher restaurant in Athens defaced by vandals who wrote on the building, "No Zionist is safe here." Local authorities investigating that incident at the eatery, which had only been open about 6 weeks. Anti-Semitism has spiked all around the globe ever since Hamas launched its attack on Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. The only U.S. producer of rare earths is getting a boost.
MP Materials, the operator of the only rare earths mine in the United States, has signed a $500 million deal with Apple. The agreement aims to boost production of magnets used in iPhones, as well as other high-tech products like electric vehicles. The U.S. Defense Department announced a $400 million investment in MP Materials last week. China dominates the market for rare earth elements, which are vital for military and tech applications. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
National Basketball Association appears to be one step closer to expansion. Commissioner Adam Silver says the league has been asked by team owners to study the issue in a long process toward adding franchises. Las Vegas and Seattle are considered to be the front runners should the NBA decide to expand past its current 30 teams. More details at srnnews.com.